Metrocast. With the Baker's Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices. For the win! Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to a dollar a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Baker's. Fresh for everyone.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. I'm so excited to have free psychic readings today and the opportunity of having our audience interact with Kelly Jo and myself. I would welcome anyone, if you know someone that wants a reading, to call into our show within the next hour. We'll be taking callers. And just a little update on me. Things are going really well here. We got some big news coming up. Our new show, Megan Kane and I, my best friend and co-host for Psychic Visions podcast, which is signed with Electrocast Media. We started recording our episodes and we'll be launching that in the near future. And I've got some big news coming up for the Social Psychic Radio Show in the future as well. These are times of great opportunity. Then we have things going on like what's going on in Ukraine right now, which is devastating to all of us to watch. But our world is a very positive place coming forward. And I'm very optimistic, and I encourage each of you to do the same. And if there's anything you could do to support Ukraine by making donations, raising awareness, I would ask our audience to take part. And let me bring Kelly Jo into our show. Kelly Jo,
hello.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you. No, I'm great. We have some good callers here. I was just commenting about where we're at right now. You know, we have the juxtaposition of our daily lives right now with what we see on TV or what you hear about, and just coming out of this pandemic and everything else that's going on. I'm just so excited about the future, and I'm praying we have greater peace and clarity in our world. And I just wanted to ask, how are you doing? And if you want to share anything new with our audience.
Well, I'm doing pretty good. And I am going to have Joanne Leo on the 28th. She's a numerologist, and she's really neat. She just is awesome. So I'm excited about that. And yes, we do need to raise vibration for the war in Ukraine and help all we can.
All the suffering is just too much to watch. That's why I pray it changes soon. But I am happy about the upbeat, which is things seem like they're going to Ukraine's favor over there. That makes me happy. I don't mean to turn this into an international show, like commenting on political things, but we're not living in a vacuum. You know, our world is interconnected more than we realize. And that's important to pay attention to on occasion.
And we all want the same thing. You know, we want safety. We want a life. We want, you know.
The basics, right? Just to exist and enjoy our lives. And anything that comes in as a threat to that over there, it's a threat to us over here. So we've got to pay attention to that. So I want to get into our callers for the show since they've waited patiently. We have a 352 caller first. Let me see. Hold on a second. Hi, 352. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Can you please state your name and a question?
Jason.
Hi.
This is Joanna.
Who's calling?
Hi.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to good. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. What's your question?
It's a little, just a little pre. My ex and I were living together, traumatic breakup. They allowed him to move back into the same apartment complex, and now he just started spending time with my next-door neighbor. So my question is he doing this to hurt me, get back at me? You know, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect when I heard he was moving back to the same apartments.
Want me to go first, Kelly Jo, or you want to go first?
Go ahead.
All right. As you're telling me that, I listen to your energy as well as your voice, the vibrational energy that you're talking about. My spirit guides are telling me to tell you, don't even, they're an ex for a reason. And if they're creating drama by living near you like that, if I were you, I would uncouple yourself from that drama and try to do your best not to let them have that kind of attention. Or as my mom says, you don't need anyone renting headspace in your mind that doesn't belong there.
Exactly.
And so if your ex is trying to create drama, I've had exes send stuff to my house years after breakups and like their mail and stuff, right? And it's like, come on, people. Do we need this right now? No. Let's act like adults. We're broken up for a reason.
Exactly.
And
so
if your ex wants to try to camp out in your apartment complex, I mean, if that's what his choice is, then I would say your choice should be that you're above the fray on that. And if it starts to turn into anything more serious than that, you know, you may have to report him if he acts in a way that's inconsistent. But I just, you know, my spirit guides are telling me not even to focus on his intentions right now, but to focus on your intentions. Focus on what's bringing you healing energy, what's helping you have stability.
Exactly.
And trust me, there's a lot more of that around you than there is this drama from him.
Right. Wonderful.
And you're going to have greater stability coming up. So, go ahead, Kelly Jo.
Thank you. Oh, wow, you give me chills. Thank you. Bless you for that. I need to hear that.
You're welcome.
And what I'm getting, he's just doing what he does. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay, got you. Yeah, that's what I thought. Just his yeah. Okay.
Narcissistic. Very I feel like he has very narcissistic
he
energy.
Is. Well,
like
I was,
he doesn't have
I was
the
going,
ability
yeah,
to focus
I'm sorry.
On your needs.
Right. I was going to use that word, but I left it out. But you got that exactly right. You are correct. Exactly.
The energy, his energy screams it. He's a narcissist.
Yeah.
He doesn't have your feelings at heart. And that's why he's not. Yeah. And so the best way to handle that is to have your boundaries you have already, which is keeping yourself separate from each other and not interacting. I would just leave it where it's at.
Right.
Exactly.
But I don't anything to do with you, honey.
Yeah, right. That will
do what he does anyway.
Yes, true.
And he's living there because it's the cheapest place you can find to rent.
Exactly. But, too, he's just using her for, you know, his nursing.
I understand, but she don't know that.
I know she doesn't. Yeah, I know. But I guess I wanted confirmation of what I already knew, but you are both exactly correct. Yeah.
I'll say one last thing to you, and I believe this very fervently, that when you get rid of the trash, new things come in fill the void, positive, healthier things.
Oh
and I feel like that's going to happen at some point in the future for you and not to dread or fret what you've been through negatively with this control freak narcissist person. And I think going forward, you're going to have a much more balanced relationship in your future. So
thank you. And you know what? God bless you. I'm sorry I laughed, and I don't mean to keep you from other callers.
No.
But I laughed because I was thinking of the word trash earlier. That's exactly the word I was thinking
of. That word
of.
Jumped off your energy. If I said it. It jumped off your energy.
Yes. Yes.
Spirit guides are telling me keep yourself propped up, stay positive, move forward, and don't let this hold you back.
Thank you so much, and God bless you both, and blessings.
You too.
Thank you, Joanna. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, that's a common situation. I know, and I like the way that you said that, Kelly Jo, that has nothing to do with her, that he's just living at the cheapest place, because I think that'll make a huge difference in terms of outlook dealing with those kind of things. All right, we have a 520 number.
Hi.
Hi, 5.
Hi.
Hi, 520. What's your name, and where are you calling?
Lisa, Arizona. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Yeah. Well, okay, my 38-year-old son, which I know he's adult, he keeps telling me how adult he is, and I know he is, but he got in touch with our family of origin, and he and I are having words. That's a house of horrors. And do you see him trying to take my 6-year-old grandson over there, which is his
brother's son, his brother is up in heaven, 6 years this June. And I am the one that sees my grandson a lot. And I told him not to do that.
Well, he thinks that he wants to get to know that side of the family, which is silly, but he's going to do it anyway.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just talked to my brother. My brother's worried about how I'm going to react. And I said, I'll call the police. And because we have police records from long ago on file, but and I told my son I would do that, the same thing if he did that. Is he, so he's just going to ignore me?
Well, he wants to know that side of the family. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. All right. So.
But he don't know. He's heard the stories, but he don't. He wants to find out for himself.
Okay, so he will take my 6-year-old grandson over there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I don't get that it'll be the same thing as it was years ago.
So do you see the police getting involved?
No.
Because I'll make the phone call to the police.
Isn't necessary, hon.
Okay. Well, I can't believe this is happening. I thought it was a dead nightmare gone dead.
Well, he's doing, what is he doing, genealogy or something?
You know, he can use any excuse under the sun that he wants to use. I'm not close to him anymore. I mean, this has really driven it. Do you see he and I settling things between us?
Well, you're holding on to the past, and the past isn't relevant anymore. It is, but it isn't. It's calmed down. It's not like it was. You know what I mean? It's you. It's not him.
Those people are still alive.
I know, I understand that, but he wants to know that side of the family. And
okay.
I think he's doing genealogy. That's what I'm going to... Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, no problem. I'll say two things, Lisa. One, I come from a family that was split by, when I was a child, a very, very negative situation. My father and we didn't have relationships, really, but my mom struggled, too, with that, you know, as a family. When you deal with family members that cause a rift or create everything we struggle with. I was writing down some words as you were talking to Kelly Joe, because your energy vibrates and I can sense what you're going through. Your son has a certain stubbornness about him and he doesn't want to be told what he should or shouldn't do, even though there's your concerns, which I pick up on. And I would recommend that if you wanted to really handle the situation, at least what I'm getting from my spirit guides, is to take a measured, balanced approach for yourself. And basically, there's something about him wanting to have a desire to pick up on the context of his roots. For something about that. I didn't pick up as much about the 6-year-old grandson or his child going there right away. I just got him talking and communicating, and then I got a moderating influence involved that wasn't previously involved in that environment he would be at. Plus, then I see that you would need to define boundaries. In other words, there are things that you can do as an adult parent to an adult child, but you can't cross those boundaries. And if you have control issues with him, it may cause the both of you to have a very unhealthy dynamic with one another. And so my spirit guides are telling me to have you take a deep approach inside yourself and see what you can control versus what you can. And the things that you can control are within you. And so there's things that you may try to do by calling the police, but unless there's an actual breach of the peace, as the police would say, or evidence of a current misdeed or something that warrants probable cause for them to investigate, you may not find so much success with that approach. And my spirit guides are telling me that you will find greater success with the entire circumstances if you are more measured and balanced on how you approach it and look at it from the vantage point of things that you can do within your life to handle the situation rather than trying to control someone else's.
No, I get that. And I did talk to my brother a little bit ago, and he said he was going to talk to my parents and tell them what I said, that I was going to call the police. And I said, I don't want them to have contact with my grandson. And he said he would let them know. So I'm wondering if that, because they listen to my brother. Well, so I was wondering if that was going to make a difference.
You do realize that a parent has a greater right over a child usually than a grandparent does in terms of the care and upkeep of the child. So you may try to make a phone call, but the police may say, hey, ma'am, I'm sorry. Your son has control over his son. He can take him to places he wants to go.
That's not his nephew. His father is dead.
My point is just consider all these circumstances when you're looking at the situation, because I think if you try to take steps you're threatening or saying, it may further alienate you from everybody in the future. And I'm just trying to give you some preventative information.
That I'm trying to keep people safe.
So you can balance things.
I'm trying to keep the kids safe.
Keep a measured, balanced approach. Try to incorporate things from the vantage point of what would be, you know, what's the best interest of the child involved here. And if it means keeping them away, that's one thing. But there's other competing interests you need to consider, is what the spirit guides say. Whether or not you choose to, that's your decision. But I'm just saying what I pick up. Okay? Right. Then define those boundaries. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Right.
Okay. 541. Hi, 541.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? Your name and your location and question.
Yeah. This is Nancy from Oregon.
Hi, Nancy from Oregon. What's your question for us?
Well, at this time in my life, I'm thoroughly enjoying my alone time. I have my own space, and I'm going within. And I've done that for quite a while now. And I was just curious in the future if you see any companionship or meeting new friends or, you know, having a deep relationship, anything like that coming up in the future.
Okay. I'll go first this time. Yeah. I got yes, yes, yes. As you ask those questions, I get quick answers sometimes. And the answer to your question was yes, yes, yes. So to me, that reflects for you to have confidence in yourself that you are going to attract certain people and new friends. I see you, if you get outside of your like bubble, and I've been in my bubble for 2 years already, but if you can venture outside your bubble more and engage in some activities that you enjoy, doing things, certain things, I feel like that's going to really help you meet new people that you'll be excited about. And I also think there's going to be opportunities for you to come across people from the past in certain ways. I get something about communication from people from your past. So people from your past will communicate with you, and that might introduce you to new groups of people. But I see you with larger groups coming up towards the summer months into the fall. If you choose to desire to pursue that and employ it, you'll do it. So meaning that you can't get that from sitting on your couch and not making any effort.
Right.
But I'm being told that if you make an effort – when you make the effort to change things in your life, you'll find that you're going to meet new people and have some enjoyment regarding that.
Okay. Yeah.
And I see you joining groups that you're interested in, you know, like walking, birding, you know, things like that. And I see you meeting a potential partner through that. And it can lead into a love relationship.
Okay. Yeah. I have to initiate things. I know I've always been the initiator, you know, and I know it's always up to me to make things happen. So, no, I totally agree.
You know, and would you ever join like Toastmasters or something like that?
I'm not sure with Toastmasters unless I really need to do public speaking, but
you know, you might join a group that you haven't thought of before, and you would meet others like through that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm open to, you know, joining groups.
So that's how you're going to meet your person.
I'm sorry, Kat. Okay. Yeah. That's the other thing I was going to say to you, too, is this is like, I was giving someone a reading earlier about this exact issue, and I was like, you know what? I know a lot of us as adults, we kind of forget how much fun and excitement we had as children from simple things. Like I remember I was excited about going to Disney World at 7 years old from New Jersey for like a year. And that excitement kept me going forever. And my example of that is to say you could be excited about this too, right? It's like if you employ your inner child and nourish your inner soul, you could enjoy this experience. It's like going out and exploring the universe again, starting up from something else. And that's how I'm approaching everything right now. I'm looking at everything with my childhood excitement again. And that's what's helping me power through some challenges we go through right now. But I think you could do the same is what I'm being told to tell you. Kind of approach this instead of like like a new time for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's,
you
I'm
know, and broadening your horizons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye, Dave. Mm-hmm. Kelly Jo, I was going to ask you about this. Like, I really do think that we're coming out of this pandemic over time. And I think that there's going to be, like, every time I give readings now to people coming up, it's always like there's a better time in the summer. There's a better time in the late spring going into the fall. Like things are like almost like people are waking up from a coma for society.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I want to
so
see, have you been getting
and
that yourself?
Fresh, and everything
yeah.
is opening up. Yes.
And there's an excitement to that. It's I know we've been through some dark periods, like being in a tunnel literally for 2 years, but coming out in the light feels damn good. And I've been trying to tell everybody I interact with that this, stay positive. I know it's hard right now, but stay positive. Going forward, it's going to get a lot better. So
right.
I just wanted to see your input on that.
Totally.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let's see. Excellent. Okay, so we have 785. Hi, 785. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Can I have your name, please, and where you're calling from, and whatever question.
My name is Hope, and I'm calling from Kansas.
And what's your
Hi, Hope.
Question,
Welcome
Hope.
To the show.
My question is about my career and the current job that I have right now.
Well, I'm seeing like a lateral move and more money.
Oh, okay.
So when something comes about, apply for it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm seeing a better insurance package, so, and better
oh,
benefits.
Cool. Oh, great.
That's what
so
I've seen.
Oh, okay. So
and that's
that
going to happen within the next 3 months. That's what I'm seeing. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Hi, Hope. Welcome to the show. As you were talking
Thank
to Kelly,
you.
Joe, a couple things I get. I get advancement opportunity and better pay, as well as looking at things that you're going to do right now with your career is going to keep you going forward into 2023 and even 2024. So there's something you're going to get involved with this year career-wise. That's going to set you up for the next couple of years of learning and growing and advancing yourself. And I also feel like you're going to be more empowered. Like you're not going to be, your opinion is going to matter more than you realize and your input and your effectiveness. So don't limit any of the opportunities coming up for yourself because I see this as a good window. The next few years is a good window for you to really make some inroads for the rest of your life, basically, but at least the next 2 to 3 years. So that's what I get coming up. I feel like you've had some changes you've gone through. And it's like, you know, when you go on a long journey, you just get feel winded and tired. I feel like you need to replenish yourself a little bit, possibly a trip or something, or do something, a leisure activity that you could get into as a habit. If you have to ride a bike or go walking regularly or, you know, any activity that can bring a smile on your face. That's what I'm being told to tell you, just in the meantime for self-care. But coming up, you're going to be busy. So be prepared for that,
Perfect.
Too.
Perfect. Would it be with the, I'm
I
sorry,
have,
would it be
I have to add... They're going to match the 401k thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because that's what I'm worried about right now. I don't have a retirement at all, and I'm up there in years. So.
Well, I'm seeing a 401k matchy-matchy.
Perfect. So would
and
it be with a job now or a different job?
The new job.
The new job. Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I was
you
just gonna
do
say a
get to have
too.
An old lady fund.
Good, that's what I need, especially when I'm getting up there to be
yeah.
an old lady.
Well, and the other thing I want to say to you too, though, is I feel like you're going to come into some money in ways you don't realize yet. There's something that's going to give you money in the future. So you're going to have greater stability than you feel right now. And I know sometimes that's hard to see it when you're not around the corner yet, but I do see things coming together for you where you will have that at least a comfort in knowing that you're, you know, it's not your worst fear. It's going to be better than you expect.
Perfect. I'm so excited. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, and have
thank
a,
you so much.
Have a wonderful right. day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Kelly Jo, okay, great. Kelly Jo, tell our audience how they can reach you.
KellyJoePsychic.com, or you can call me 561-333-5267. And I'm also on YouTube and Facebook. And also on Blog Talk Radio, Biscuit and Tea Mystic.
Excellent. I love your show, Kelly Jo. I love coming on it. I appreciate you having me on as a guest. It's just always a fun time every time we go on your show. So
I encourage our audience.
Yeah, and I encourage my audience to check that out. Check out your show and check out your information for sure. Didn't mean to talk over you there. Let's see. 863. Hold on a second. Hi, 863. Welcome to the show. May I have your name? And if you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Welcome to the show. What's your question for us?
Well, as I said, I live in Florida, and my daughter currently lives in Kansas City, and she's been wanting me to move out there, and she just recently talked about possibly moving to Missouri at some point, so I wanted to see if you have any insights around, you know, the move or where we'll end up or, you know.
How's it going to play out?
Thank you.
I got a yes to the move. There's something that's going to work out for her with that, though. It's going to be a positive move in the long run. And so there's something that's going to give her, I see it towards like the next 2 months or so, there's going to be something coming for that that she'll be aware of it. That's what I'm picking up on initially. The other thing I'll say too, though, is that she's not stressed out about it as compared to what she might think she'd be with it. So to me, that relays it's going to be a better process than anticipated.
Okay. So I'm clear, you see her moving to Missouri, and then I'll move to Missouri too when she's situated. Is that how you feel?
It's going to be a certain time frame. There'll be a time frame, but delay with that. It'll take her a couple months to set up. So you'd have to anticipate that on your proximity of things. But I do see that as very, very probable. Very much so. Definitely.
Okay.
I feel like for you, it'd be sometime, like if she moves, let's say she moved in June or July, then give her several months for setting up and getting acclimated. So you might be in the early part of next year, end part of this year, last quarter. Something along those lines. There's going to be a slight delay between things.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
And I see you having your own home.
Say again?
I see you having your own home.
Oh, okay, good, yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot, you know, how everything's going to sort of come together. She had talked about maybe trying to find something that had like, you know, the granny pad or in-law suite or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, the
mother-daughter suite. Yeah.
Right. But you get your own space in your own house.
Okay. Well, good. I just, you know, wasn't sure, you know how it is when you got a lot of moving parts, wondering how it's all going to come together.
Oh, yeah.
So. Absolutely. It gets better, awesome. Though. It's going to be a good move once that all comes together. It's going to be a better situation for all of you.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
And you'll
thank
Missouri.
You, guys. Oh, good. Yeah. I don't know. It's like the thought of, you know, moving back where it's cold again. It's like, ooh, I don't know. I've been in Florida. I like the heat.
You know? I know. You're going to enjoy it. I see you having a clothes tree in your lair. You're fine.
Yeah, good.
I hear you walking on snow and leaves, and you're walking a dog, so you'll love it.
Oh, awesome. I love that. I've been thinking about a dog, too, so that's funny that you said dog.
Yep.
So.
And it looks like a golden retriever.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
it'll be a male.
Okay.
And he loves to play. He loves his stuffed toys.
Oh. Wow. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Just so you know, too, the other side to add to that is I see you having, like, a friend, and I see you having opportunities to socialize more than you have in the past. So there's going to be some good stuff up there, too. So it's not like you're making a move and then you're giving up. It's not. I just don't see you isolated. I see you more connected. So you live in a community where you feel more connected with people of your own age, of your peers, and there's going to be something about that. And I could even see you going to plays or going to some type of community events for different holiday seasons and stuff. And there's something like a community center.
Yep, festival. Everybody helps everybody, and it's like a little small town.
I love that. That piece has been missing in my life for a long time. So
and
that's
the hometown
good to hear.
Does a tree. I can't talk. A tree lighting ceremony for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Well, and they serve hot cocoa.
Too. Yes.
They serve yay.
I love
even better,
cocoa.
Right? Everything's better with hot cocoa.
Yeah, hot cocoa is
yes, it is. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. That's wonderful.
You.
You're leaving me with a big smile. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Good luck.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. I didn't mean talk over you, Jay.
No, you're good. You're Kelly Joy. You kidding me? This is just so much fun for us. I mean, we get to enjoy this with individual one-on-one clients, or when we talk to each other, we could be like, I could call you all stressed out about a situation. Like, Jason, don't stress about that. It's going to work out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, it makes sense. Like, a lot of people don't really get the benefits of that. Think how many times since I've known you for the last 3 or 4 years since we've known each other from the time my show started. How many times I'll call you and be like, what do you get up about this? I did it today. I called you today. I said, what do you get about this situation? And your response is usually like, it's gonna blow over, Jason. Don't even worry about that. Or you're going to do that. And it's always accurate. And that's why I love having you on the show to give a second sounding board other than just myself. While, you know, we have our own shows and we like to talk, it's nice to have someone else add in that
voice
of reason.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, hold on a second. Let's see. You've got 360. Hi, 360. Welcome to the show. This is Jason. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
What's your name?
My name is
Bo.
Good,
good, good. Hi, Bo. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington.
Excellent. Vancouver. Perfect.
Yeah. About 2 months ago, my sister-in-law hung herself. I'm sorry.
Excellent, excellent. I want to welcome you to the show. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself?
Yes, I do. About 2 months ago, my sister-in-law hung herself.
Oh, my God.
And I know it's awful. My niece
so
found
sorry.
Her, and I'm here helping my brother and my niece, you know, kind of get through this. And I just want to know maybe if we have some kind of maybe communication with her or something. Or
well, she already is. She's right here, and she's taking responsibility for it. She's touching her chest saying, I'm sorry. I didn't realize the impact I would have. And she says she just couldn't do it anymore. And she says she takes responsibility. She says she's very sorry. And she says that dream. Have you dreamed her yet?
No, but I feel like I feel her around the house quite a bit.
She blew through the night she did it.
Oh, she did?
And the electrical equipment, did you have light things go on and off and light bulbs blow out?
Yeah.
That was her.
Mm.
So she wanted to let you know that she made it to the other side and she's okay.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Good.
So and she picked you because you're more aware. You're more open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there some kind of message I'm supposed to give to her daughter or
her
husband?
Tell her daughter that she loves her and she's very sorry that she did what she did.
Oh, wow.
And she's gonna accomplish a lot. Tell the daughter that she's going to accomplish all her dreams.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Good, good, good. Is there what's the next route we should take?
About what?
Oh, about moving on with life, I guess. All of us kind of moving on, I guess. I guess life goes on, you know, so that's the difficult part. You know?
Yes, it's hard when you lose a loved one like that.
Absolutely.
But remember the good times, not the horror.
Sure. Absolutely.
The good memories, you know.
Absolutely. All right, well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. I'm going to pop in here for a second. first off, my condolences to you, and my heart goes out. And I know how much mental health can affect different people and families and rip people apart. And I've dealt with mental health stuff myself, and I can just tell you that, you know, my heart goes out to you for that. Now, talking about what she would say, a couple things. Pay attention to your dreams. Have your loved ones pay attention to their dreams, because the veil between the afterlife and here is thinnest when we're asleep. And she's indicating to me that she's going to pop in dreams over time. She has extreme sadness for what happened. She has a lot of apologizing and a lot of that kind of thing going on. She's also talking about her love for everyone involved. And the fact is, she dealt with her own internal sadness and pain. It was hard for her. She's saying that someone in their mind is keep playing over and over and over the thoughts and trying to say, well, could it have been different? She's saying no. She suffered from a mental health thing that really affected her life, and she had some aggravating factors that made it worse for her in the last several years, she's telling me. But she's telling me to share with you that she's not suffering now. She's not in hell or anything like that. She's in a better place, like the afterlife, as we call it, which means we're still existing. I believe that firmly, that even if it's a suicide, you're not condemned to a hell living kind of thing. You're in the same place we all go, where we return, where we are. And think of her as like a Wi-Fi signal that's always on. You could talk to her while you're sitting in your chair. You could talk to her while you're looking at pictures. Anyone can talk to her, and even her daughter in the future. And she wants me to tell you that she's going to still continue to help and protect her in any way she can. She realizes that her situation has caused a lot of destruction and a lot of pain, but she also wants you to know that she has love there as well, and that her love will help in whatever way she can from the spiritual side. And they do that. They can reassure us in different ways, angel numbers and synchronicity and dreams. And as I said, it's an elevated vibrational energy. It's like a Wi-Fi signal, is the way I always tell people. And she's basically saying she just wants, over time, the sadness, the pain, and the anger to dissipate, like to end over time. She's praying that people can heal from this whole thing, and she realizes it's devastating. And with mental health things, even hanging yourself, I had a son that I read a while back who hung himself, and he wanted me to tell his parents that, you know, I know you found me hanging myself, but imagine me as if I had a heart attack or a stroke, because mental health is like having a broken arm. You just don't see it, but it's there. And unless you suffer from a mental health illness, every one of us in the audience wouldn't understand it as effectively. So that's one of the things I just want to share, but that's what I get.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're going to have some healing this year. And this is actually something that's giving you a spiritual awakening as well. And you're so resilient and so strong, and you're doing so much right now. And so self-care is important. I'm being told to tell you, take some time for yourself. You're going to be okay. Everyone else involved is going to be okay. The family's going to move closer together in the future. And I know you mentioned moving on, but in reality, you're moving closer together. That's what I get.
Good. I'm glad.
And then one more thing that I'm getting is to have like a happy memory time for her.
Okay.
You know, have everybody get together and share happy memories.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And
my brother, I do
want to say, anyone needs counseling, anyone needs grief support, make sure you get people to the appropriate mental health professionals or people in the community that can help, you know, even virtually. Those things are important too. Make sure everybody has someone they can talk to and, you know, get help as well.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. They got some local counseling from from some great people. Thank you, guys.
Perfect.
We appreciate it. We appreciate all your
you.
All your messages and all your help. Huh? Thanks.
Thank you. No,
thank
we appreciate you. Thanks for sharing.
God bless you guys. Bye bye. Thank you for all your help. Bye bye.
Bye. That's hard. Suicide is real and it's very devastating. Very hard. Okay. The good news about that is that, you know, our loved ones are still with us. And even after they do something like commit suicide, they're still connected to us. All right. I'm going to try to pick up the note better from there. But 813. Hi, 813. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, who's calling? Do you have a question for Kelly, Joe, and myself?
This is Christy, and I just want to see what you guys get from Spirit Guide in regards to really anything in my life.
Go ahead, Jay.
Well, you're making new inroads right now. These new opportunities that are coming your way for a reason. The universe is telling you to follow the path laid out in front of you and not to overthink it or distract yourself with things from outside your path. Like, kind of like think of yourself as on a journey the next 60 days. And it's like, you know, the Wizard of Oz, follow the yellow brick road. Imagine yourself on the yellow brick road and focus on the things that mean the most to you. And that's going to make your greatest inroads. And new people are coming into your life, new love interests and new opportunities. I also think you're going to have a choice in the future to have someone from your past, but that's going to be further down the road. And in the meantime, you're going to be busy and you're on the right path for yourself. Those are the general things I see.
Thank you.
And I see a girl's road trip for you, like four of you. I also see learning, so you're going to go back to school for something. Not necessarily a degree, but a certificate or something. It's something you want to learn. And do you know that you'd be very, very good at photography?
No. I did not know that.
So now with the digital cameras, you know, I see you playing with it.
Really?
You'll be good at light and shadow.
Okay.
That's so interesting, Kelly.
Yeah, but
while you're saying,
yeah, it really is. Sorry. No. Go ahead, whatever you guys are.
And another thing that I'm getting is you're going to make new friends, like Jay said, and you're going to have a couple of them be all the time friends. That'll be friends for a lifetime.
Awesome.
And then expanding your territory, meaning getting out of your comfort zone, and you're going to do stuff so well that you didn't even know you could do it.
That
so there
awesome.
You go. And you're going to really, really, spiritually, you're going to open up more. So when your gut feeling and intuition says something, listen to it, because you're going to be right 99% of the time.
Yeah, that's already happening, like every day.
And quit poo-pooing it. Because a lot of times you go, yeah, I'm busy.
Yep, I am very busy.
I love that.
I know, but you got to listen to it, hon. There you go.
You know what?
Kelly, Joe,
I just had a few things. Go ahead, Kelly. Christy, sorry.
I was just going to say, Kelly Joe, do you see anything regarding, like, love interest as well?
Yes, you're going to meet a blondie.
It's not someone from the past.
Nope, it's a brand new person. He ain't even a glint in your eye yet.
Oh, okay.
He's like 6 foot tall, wears steel-toed shoes. He works hard for a living, has gallant hands, square jawline, blue eyes. And he works out because he's in construction. Honey, who needs to work out when you do construction? he looks beefy because he's in construction. He works hard for a living.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And the only other thing I'm going to add, when you were talking Kelly Joe earlier, I was getting posse entourage. So you'd be hanging out with new friends and they're going to be clicky with you. And you're going to do something with, when she brought a photographer, I got something about you doing something with wedding receptions. I don't know what that means, but if you do that as a side hustle or if there's something coming up with that. And then also I got you'd be nurtured by somebody who you haven't known yet in your life is going to nurture you very closely, nurturing in the future, like a gentleman holding you close and telling you everything's going to be okay and having these moments of you just haven't had that in the past. And also I see you getting involved with some type of cosmetic line. I don't know what that means, but it's something with cosmetics because I see you in a pink outfit talking about a cosmetic thing that you really believe heavily in, and it's animal friendly and it's environmental friendly. Like you have some type of presentation you give down the road too. So those are the other things.
Oh,
I got.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I agree. Yeah. I agree with him. Cause I see no bunnies, you know, that when they say no animal cruelty, they got a bunny with a crisscross through it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your time. You guys have a great evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Okay, we have a 480. Hi, 480. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. I have your name and where you're calling from.
This is Ed from Phoenix. Good evening to both of you.
Hey.
Thanks for
saying. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
This is a surprise, from to Phoenix. Be quite honest.
Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Oh, the only thing I can think of at the top of my head, will I ever finally get rid of my sinuses? and any issues with them? Will they finally figure out what actually will work and how it will work and what needs to be done? Because I really get tired of all these headaches.
Interesting. Okay, do you want me to go first, Kelly Joe, or you want to go first?
Go ahead.
All right. Ed, as you asked that question, my spirit guides are telling me about something with your living environment is part of it, without allergic stuff and something about the circulation of air. I don't know if that has anything to do with your triggering of your symptoms, but I'm being told to take a holistic approach when you talk to your doctors or anyone medically working with you on this. Obviously, you have to refer to medical professionals and what you can do, but I would say take a holistic approach that if there's anything in your living environment that could minimize, offset, you know, find out what can trigger, or if it's something in the environment outside of what you already suffer from internally, I think something could be exacerbating that. And that if you figure out what that is, if it's a air filter or something, circulation of the air, some of those along those lines, you may find you'll have less, and more sporadic in, you know, flare ups as I get. Something like that. That's the first thing I'll tell you. I also think you're going to have some procedure done. I don't know if it's the next 6 months, 8 months or so. There's some type of procedure you may do that can help you with your sinuses. And there's something about, I don't know if it's a nasal spray, but for some reason I'm picking up on allergic stuff. But those are the things my spirit guides are showing me in reference to your question.
Okay. So with the condition I got supposedly from what I've always been tested for allergies, but the condition, mm-hmm. you get to suffer the symptoms, but you have no allergies. So that's kind of hard.
That's so weird. That sounds like an oxymoron. Like one contradicts when you think of applying those. I think in the big picture, you're going to have clarity on this coming up. There's going to be something they either do test-wise, where they test you for different things, and then you're going to, maybe it's pointing back to an allergy of some sort, but there's something you're going to isolate, and then you're going to minimize its impact on you, and it may help also with symptoms and conditions that you've been going through.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Not too happy about another operation, but if that's what it takes.
And I agree with Jason. I see another operation, but they'll do something different this time that will help correct it better.
Put in permanent holes.
Well, I don't know. It's something new, and it's something way different than what the old-fashioned way of doing it is. And it can correct it.
Good.
I'd like to
get away from all this.
I mean, I just want to join in for a second because Kelly, Joe, and I are probably picking up some more things. I got something about nasal passageways opening up through a procedure that you're going to do. And then something about they're going to test you for your sleeping, like breathing in your sleep or anything like that's connected there as well in the future. If that's not happening this year, it'll be sometime next year you go for that as well.
Okay. I know one of the visits, one of the times I was in the hospital, they asked me if I ever got tested for that sleep disorder.
Yeah, there's something all connected there. The doctors are going to be able to figure it out by process of elimination and testing and all those things. That's what you're going to be doing the rest of this year into next year. But I feel like a year from now, you're not going to be as focused on this. So there's something they figure out and they tinker with to make it work in a feasible way for yourself.
I'd be very happy about that. Believe me, it'll be nice to breathe.
I understand. Greater airflow.
Yeah.
Less headaches.
The less headaches would be the best thing ever. I would really, really like that because it's an everyday occurrence. And it just feels like
terrible.
You're getting hit with like ice picks all over your head and your face.
I understand what you're saying to an extent. Since I've had COVID, I get headaches and I just have to slow down and it's like painful. I would never wish that on anybody. So your situation, my heart goes out to you. I do see clarity coming about it and I feel like they're going to figure something out though. I get the word tinkering with different things and treatments and possible surgery, but overall in the long run, I feel like you're going to be put back to where you need to be. Working better.
Well, that's good.
Less headaches.
I appreciate that. We're under a new insurance company, so I have to get all new doctors.
Ah.
That's
gotcha.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Fine.
Absolutely.
From what you're saying, yes, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
I'm very, very happy.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
And
thank
feel
you.
Better.
Yes. Thank you so much. You too. You too. Kelly Jo, we have one more caller.
All right.
What's coming up for you, Kelly Jo? You want to share with the audience anything?
Well, like I said, I'm just going to have Joanne Leo on my Biscuit and Tina Stick the 28th. And then I am going to have another fair over in Sarasota in July. So that'll be fun.
Excellent. Excellent. And if I'm in town, I'll try to swing down there and say hi to you in person. Hopefully we'll
cool.
see each other before that. Because just so the audience knows, we've been working all these shows. We've never met in person yet because of COVID and everything else that was going on. Craziness. But all right, let's see. I've got 520's call here. Hi, 520.
Oh,
welcome
I'm
to
sorry.
The show.
I'm,
this is Jason Zook.
I'm listening to the show. Thank you. You've already spoken with me. Thank
no
you.
Problem. Thank you. Well, that's good. We we took care of everybody that called.
Thank you.
Talking
that
about
was so much fun.
Perfectly timed show, right? Perfectly timed, like leaving us just a few minutes. And I just want to thank you for coming on tonight, Kelly Jo, as always. And it's such a treat.
Oh, thank you for having me. I always enjoy working with you. I have so much fun.
It's like we balance, you know, and I just feel like you're spiritual family. And I appreciate you sharing your gift with our audience and doing all these episodes for us. And I wish you continued success and collaboration and enjoyment in our dynamic. It's great. So thank you so much.
And you too. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. I'll do our closing.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too. I just want to thank everybody for calling into the show tonight. It's really enjoyable to be able to do these. This is one of the things that when I first started my show years ago, we started doing, and Kelly Jo's been a phenomenal co-host and friend and colleague and fellow psychic intuitive. You know, from the calls tonight, you could see the commonality amongst different levels of things we're all concerned about in our lives. Where are we going to move to? Are we closer to our family? You know, having suicide is such a big thing, and it's such a big deal to deal with. And I pray anyone who's impacted with mental health, go get help for yourself. You know, get counseling, get therapy, get connected to the resources. 20 years ago, I dealt with something that was very devastating like that. And depression is really bad. So is anxiety. And it's good if you can take care of yourself. And if you know someone's committed suicide, know on the other side, they're still around. And most of the time they will, I mean, I would say all the time, they're going to come and communicate in your dreams and you're going to just know. And anyone in the audience who doubts this, I will ask you to pay attention to the various signs that you may not realize are actual signs. I feel very strongly that our deceased loved ones communicate with us as a spiritual Morse code type of thing. So our one caller who called in earlier, Bo, and about the suicide, my heart goes out to you, as I said earlier, but there will be opportunities you'll communicate directly with your deceased loved one. And you'll have an opportunity to receive messages of healing, peace, greater comfort, and greater warmth. Clarity. Those are things that come through usually from our loved ones on the other side. And mental health, you know, with suicide, if we could think of mental health like the way we look at traditional medicine in the sense of the body and the mind and spirit as one, well, if we have mental health issues and that's the downfall of the person's life or causes the death, think of it as a heart attack, diabetic situation, cardiovascular event, or something like that. Attach meaning there. And try to take the meaning away from the person who committed suicide. Because if you could look at it as a natural thing, the mental health affects the body just like any other physical condition. That's how I see it, at least. And that's how they explain it to me. When they cross over, they're no longer afflicted by that depression or mental health issue. They're clear talking, and they always convey that kind of message to me when I work with clients who have family members who did succumb to a mental health issue and die that way. It also can kind of change the trajectory of the thought process involved. When you're thinking about someone who commits suicide, sometimes we try to attribute our meaning to what they might be thinking. And a lot of times they're not thinking rationally because they're impacted by mental health issues and they're not able to make those decisions. And I'm in no way a mental health expert. I could just say living with mental health stuff myself, it's important to pay attention and connect with your loved ones and do what you can to prevent, you know, mental health from getting out of control. So anyway. I want to leave on a positive note. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. The war in Ukraine, and we just got out of a pandemic, and social justice stuff going on, and people looking for new work or greater meaning, greater purpose. I have a lot of people call me for readings, and the themes of the readings are, I want meaning in my life. I want something new and different. And I will say to you that there's a lot of new and different things there. It's under your nose, but sometimes we're our own self-sabotage. We can limit ourselves. And I had an interview with Dr. Travis Fox recently. He raised a great point to me for psychic visions. He said that 25% of us, I'm not perfectly quoting him, so take me here, that 25% of us, most of us use only 25% of our potential within ourselves. And that if you think of what we limit within ourselves all the time, when you hear the words, I can't, I won't, it's impossible, the negative self-talk, I would tell you, try to limit that. Retrain your brain in any way possible. Learn self-help books, read things, videos on YouTube, whatever you can do. Immerse yourself. Positive self-thinking. It helped me through my cancer. It's a fuel for my life. I encourage you to consider alternative thoughts that can help you, because thoughts are things. We create things from our thoughts, our reality, physical things. So keep those things in mind. I went a little side tribe there, but you know, some of these readings, they really impacted me. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. We got great stuff coming up. Psychic Visions is coming out soon. I'm super excited to work with Megan Kane and Electrocast Media on that. And we're going to have some amazing guests that I'm going to be releasing from recent interviews. I hope if anyone has any input for me, please provide feedback. Send me an email at info@socialpsychicradio.com. Stay positive. Until next time, thank you so much, everyone, and have a great day. Stay positive, because when you're positive, anything's possible.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore.
With the Baker's Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to $1 a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Baker's. Fresh for everyone.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life. I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on Electrocast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
Hey there, I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electrocast.
Electrocast.